All right, well, what are the comparative results? Well, when we were drilling in the Wolfberry vertical wells, we were getting about 150 MBOE, and these are good numbers, not necessarily some of the not so good wells, but just a typical average good well. So 150 MBOE per well, drilling 30 wells in a year, and that adds 4,500 MBOE annual reserves and a rate of 2250. But look at the horizontal impact. So a typical Wolfcamp horizontal well would be about 900 MBOE. You drill 18 of those in a year with one rig, you're adding 16,200 MBOE reserves to your company's bottom line, and you're increasing rate by 7,500 barrels of production a day. That's huge. And the drilling budget is phenomenal. And that's important because we're spending a lot of capital. There's a tremendous amount of capital risk out there. So you're looking at about $150 million a year for each horizontal rig that is running in capital. And of course, that assumes that everything is going perfectly and that there are no uh-ohs or oopses. And we all know that Murphy is alive and well in the oil patch, so that doesn't happen all the time. All right, with respect to economic considerations, there's a whole lot of things that need to be considered when you're negotiating an oil and gas lease. All right, first of all, what is the plan of development? Are we going to delineate this project, or is it a mow down? All right, delineation means that we may have some benches that are prospective but are not proven. So we may want to go in and drill a couple of wells that will prove and test those. And so we'll kind of tiptoe into the water there. But we may also take a mow down approach, sometimes called manufacturing, in which go in and drill all of the wells that are available that are considered economic or marginally economic, money back to acceptable rate of return in that range right there. Drill all of those wells, come back and complete all of those wells, and turn a property from zero to 15,000 barrels a day over that period of time. And that takes about 14 months to do that across a one-mile swath. Tremendous amount of capital, but a good return. But it's a whole different type of plan when you're developing that. And so those considerations are very important. So when we're filling in some of those gaps that we saw in the Railroad Commission screenshot, some of those wells that we saw, the sticks on there, may have all been the same formation, and we want to develop some new. So we may go in in there and just doing the delineate before we come back and mow down. So a property may actually be subject to both of those. Another consideration is multi-well pad development. You know, one of the things that's very important to oil and gas companies is capital efficiencies. We're deploying so much capital out there that we really need to be certain that we're being as efficient with it as we can. And so multi-well pad development is a very good way to help increase efficiency because we can come in and drill all the vertical portions of the wells and not have to move the rig and then drill and come back and drill all of the horizontal portions of the well and do that in one sort of economic time. Because each time we move that well, that rig, it takes a lot of capital to do that, and sometimes it takes a lot of time, depending upon what that is. So for about $50,000, I can walk that rig to the next location on the same pad. But if I have to move it off of the location and then come back, each time I move that off, it's about $250,000. And depending upon where I'm moving it and the distance, it could be a significant amount of time because I have to get cranes, I have to get trucks, I have to get permits to move that rig across the highways to another location, and then we've got to take time to set it all up. So that could be, you know, easily 10 days to disassemble and move a rig and get it set up and drill it again. So there's a couple of factors that go in there that are really important that affect those decisions. And then, of course, we have what a parent-child wellbore issues. You may or may not have heard that. I was at the Louisiana Mineral Law Institute about 2 weeks ago, and we had an engineering presentation that was all about parent, child, and orphan wells. It sounded like a family law presentation, but parent-child wells is a really important issue, because the first well drilled, which is the parent well, if you produce that well, you create a pressure differential, and you also create drainage issues that can impact the rest of the development. And you also, when you come back, your secondary development, your child wells, can impact the initial wells that you've drilled. So those parent-child relationships are very important in how we consider our plan of development. Well spacing is another issue, and if you follow the public oil and gas companies, they've been beat up pretty badly lately in the market over well spacing issues. Initially, we were thinking that we could put those laterals very close together, because the density of the rock, nanodarcy permeability, is very dense, it's very hard, and we thought the wells wouldn't necessarily talk to each other. But we've learned over time, and it is an evolving industry, we've learned over time that these wells do in fact communicate with each other. So getting the spacing correct is very, very important. You want the wells close enough so that you maximize your recovery out of the asset, and far enough apart so that they don't interfere with each other.